Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
All right, no word as of right now who are going to be the finalists, who's going to get a second round of interviews for the Broncos head coaching search. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported over the weekend Jerry Rosberg was very interested in becoming the head coach. He met with the ownership group. They apparently appreciated his plan that he outlined. They will consider him. You think he gets a second interview?
No.
Should he?
Maybe. I don't know who they're going to give a second interview. I would imagine Sean Payton's going to get one. I would imagine Dan Quinn is going to get one.
And with that, every Monday on the show, we do the Rocky Mountain Forest product shout-out question. Let's talk about who will be the 3 to 4 finalists you just mentioned. Sean Payton and Dan Quinn. If they have two more guys or just one more guy, who do you think that other guy will be?
Wow. D'Amico Ryans, maybe. I mean, I would say Jim Caldwell, but I'm not sure that they're leaning in that direction. And I don't know which way the wind's blowing on this.
How would you feel if Jerry Rosberg was the head coach and Jim Caldwell's the offensive coordinator? Because I can tell you right now, if Rosberg did get the offer, Jim Caldwell would absolutely positively be his offensive coordinator. I say that with absolutely no doubt from some of the people I've talked to.
I wouldn't have any problem with it at all. I like what I saw from Jerry Rosberg. I was a huge fan of Jerry Rosberg and still am to this day. No question about it. It would, to me, be a remarkable set of circumstances for Jerry Rosberg to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. That's all. I just think that there are too many things that are already in motion and that have been in motion for the last couple of weeks. When the Broncos knew that Jerry Rosberg was interested in the head coaching job, because obviously that was communicated in a exit interview, which I understand was extensive, exhaustive. Okay, great. But I would be surprised if Jerry's in the mix.
Should he be in the mix?
I don't know if he should be in the
mix.
Why? Because I don't know it, because I'm not totally sure what this ownership group wants from its leadership.
Winning. That's what they want.
Okay, so they were 1-1 in the two games. If you're going to get right down to the brass tacks,
yep.
Is that enough to say, yeah, okay, this guy should be a candidate?
So we have that much more data on some of the other guys who are up for the job.
Yeah, sure. We have much more data on Sean Payton.
Yep.
We have much more data on Dan Quinn.
Cap.
We have much more data on Jim Caldwell. Those three, we have much
Jim
more
Caldwell
data.
Jim Caldwell would be part of Rosberg's staff.
Okay.
Cap.
Or he could be a head coach, or he could be in line for a second interview to become the head coach.
I think the problem is it would look like a very uninspiring choice. And I hear this all the
time.
How do you sell it to the fan base?
Okay. Well, you tell me with everybody left, what's the inspired choice?
The inspired choice would be Sean Payton.
Okay. That's it. There is no other inspired choice.
I agree.
Okay.
So if Sean Payton doesn't come here, honestly, you want Rosberg and Caldwell, or do you want Dan Quinn and whoever else?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not making that decision. I mean, I have no problem with Jerry Rosberg. None.
See, but that is as backhand of a compliment as you can give someone. I have no problem with this guy being the head coach. Just like during the break, you and I talked about it. And I said jokingly, if there was a prospectus on the Rocky season, and I said it would be titled Hope, you actually went one better, which was, they have some guys who aren't that bad. That could be a headline on the prospectus. Colorado Rockies, except 2023, we have guys who aren't that bad.
Except, of course, you always, as you generally do, miss a couple things along the way. Their starting pitching has a couple of guys, a few guys that aren't too bad. If you're going to have guys that aren't too bad, starting pitching is a pretty good place to do it.
Their starting pitching last year was garbage throughout.
The Rockies garbage. Will win. We're splitting hairs. They're going to win 72 games, 69, 70, 71, 72 games. They're going to win 72 games because their pitching will allow them probably to win 72 games. Their lineup's not very good.
Getting back, honestly, let's not waste our breath or our listeners' and viewers' time talking about the Colorado Rockies. Okay. The point with Rosberg is, I'm fine with it. Because quite frankly...
All right, Eric... You can have Jerry Rosberg. If this is the drum that you want to pound, more power to you.
All I said was...
All I'm saying is this.
Interview him again.
Great. Interview him again. He's not going to be the head coach of the Broncos. For God's sakes. Come on.
I'm not saying...
I mean, are you kidding me? On one hand, you're giving me Sean Payton, big splash, but and then you're turning around and giving me Jerry Rosberg? Really?
Right. Because that's what...
That's the splash?
Well, if you don't get Sean Payton, where is the splash?
So are you saying to me...
If all the guys are in the same barrel...
So you're taking the guy that's coached two games. That's where you're going. We're going... If it's not Sean Payton, it's going to be Jerry Rosberg.
Talk about putting words in my mouth.
No, but I'm...
What I said was give him a second interview.
Oh, okay. You can give him a second... Okay. You can give him...
Who's to say Payton's even taking the job?
Well, there's no indication that he's taking any job.
Well, if he'd
go back to Fox.
First of all, I don't believe a word that comes out of Jerry Jones' mouth, but he came out right after the game and said, no, McCarthy's our guy. Really? Right.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Right.
Until the definitive word is there, don't pay attention to that. Everybody's propping their position right now. This is the silly season where you can't believe anything that you hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we go through this every single year. I like Jerry Rosberg a ton. I love and respect what he did for the Broncos. And he might be a good head coach. I just don't think that in the intersection of where the Broncos are right now, that he probably works for what they, I think, for what they're looking for. I think that they want more of what they deem, and you and I may not deem it this way, what they deem as a little bit more of a sure shot. Realizing that there is no such thing in the NFL.
Right.
So what do? You trust prior results. That's why Sean Payton is everybody's pick, because Sean Payton has won 58% of his games as a head coach in the NFL, blah, blah, blah. We know the whole routine. I don't know. I'm not positive what is going to, in the end game, motivate Broncos ownership. I don't think anyone knows that yet.
I think Greg Penner wants Sean Payton.
I think that much we agree on.
Yep. And he'll spend anything he can to get it. I don't think it's going to cost two first-round draft picks.
No.
And then he can stand up like he just won the big fishing competition and get his photo op with the big fish.
Or do you think that he can stand up and say, this is the guy that I think gives us the best chance to win?
You can make the case he does give you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
I've talked to other people who don't believe that.
Right.
Who know people close to Sean Payton. Again, he has a Super Bowl on his resume. He also has five seasons in which he was either 500 or had losing records with a Hall of Fame.
There is not one guy in this process that doesn't have
flaws.
Something that raises the eyebrow.
No question.
Period.
Dan Quinn, how do you lose a game 28-3?
Bingo. Right?
I'm with you on that.
So there are no sure things. And
no.
You and I have done this for 100 years, for God's sakes. There are no sure things in this process, period.
I would agree.
It just isn't written in stone. You still got to go do it. And I mean, I wish it'd be easy if, you know, if you could identify one guy. But you look at the eight that are in this, there's things that you could prop up and things you could tear down on every single candidate.
Coming up after the break, we watched four games over the weekend. Do we have any better of an idea of who we really believe will win the Super Bowl? Did one team stick out? Do they all kind of look the same? Is it a crapshoot? Is it a coin flip? Or maybe it's easier than that. That's next.
Take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the breakup.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. Reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, yes, you are probably finishing up breakfast. What are you doing for lunch? What are you doing for dinner? My suggestion, Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. You can find them off of 36 and Pecos. It's not just the best barbecue place in town. Trust me, I've been to so many of them. It's one of the best restaurants in town. You're going to love their slowly smoked ribs. They make four different sauces as well. Their smoked corned beef Reuben is unbelievably good. Smoked meatloaf is great. You can do a platter of meats as well. They also have great non-barbecue options. I've said for years that their chicken marsala is easily the best in town. You could put it at any five-star restaurant, and you really wouldn't know the difference. It's really that good. Outstanding sides and desserts as well. All homemade desserts. Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, the best out there. Find them off of 36 and Pecos. We have some breaking news. If we can get to that real quick. The Broncos have scheduled a second interview. Would you like to guess who it is? Sean Payton. It's going to happen on Wednesday. He is the only guy that we are aware of that has been scheduled for a second interview. I think the reason why that we know about Sean Payton is Jeff Duncan, who writes for the local New Orleans paper, has put that out there. He wrote a book with Sean Payton. He certainly has a pipeline to Sean Payton. That's why this is out there, but we don't know who anybody else
is. He's interviewing today, reportedly, with Charlotte, or with Carolina, excuse me.
Correct. So. And unless they offer him a job and lock him inside the room and hand him a contract, he will be here on Wednesday.
There you go.
And I'd be very surprised if Tepper offers him a contract today and he signs it. But it wouldn't surprise me if Tepper offers him a job today, just so he doesn't leave.
If he gets here on Wednesday, will he leave?
If he is the front runner, then that's it.
Right?
Then we just negotiate on what the terms would be.
I'm with you. I would think so.
If by the end of the day, we do not have a list of candidates who are coming in for second interviews, then they've already basically come out and said, Sean Payton is our guy. By the end of the day.
Right.
If it's tomorrow, if I were them, I would release a list of candidates so it doesn't look like you're putting all your eggs in one basket. That'd be the smart move.
Ah, yes.
Got to put something out there.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have over 600 five-star reviews? No one has better service, and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to MightyPH.com.
There's been word recently that the AFC and NFC championship games will eventually be moved to neutral sites. And if you honestly believe that the home team always gets 3 points when Vegas sets its odds, then you can make the case that the two underdogs heading into the conference championship games, Vegas sees as the better team. For starters, we will go with the NFC championship game. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites over the San Francisco 49ers on a neutral field. The Niners are favored. Kansas City against Cincinnati. The Bengals are 1.5-point underdogs on a neutral field. They are favorites. Clearly, this has everything to do with Patrick Mahomes' health. According to reports, he has a high ankle sprain that usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to recover from. Honestly, I want to see the Bengals win, not because I hate the Chiefs. I want to see the Bengals win simply for the fact that I don't want to see a hobbled Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If he's healthy, yeah, it'd be fun to see him. I cheer for greatness. I'll be the first one to tell you that. I think Mahomes is the best quarterback in football.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him win as many Super Bowls as possible, not at the Broncos' expense.
Of course not.
But at the end of the day, it would be at the Broncos' expense.
I like the Bengals in that game.
You should. They beat him last year in the championship
right.
game. He's never lost to Mahomes.
Right.
Burrow has never lost to Mahomes. The way I look at it is this. The AFC features the top two quarterbacks left in the playoffs, and the NFC features the top two teams, top to bottom. We could talk about the Bengals' defense, and they are very good. I won't argue with that at all. I think the Eagles win this game because they have the better defense.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is, statistically in terms of yards, they don't. But they do something better than anybody else in football. They sack the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know how many sacks they had this past year?
I know they led the NFL in it, but
they led them by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To put this in perspective, the 49ers defense, if I read it correctly, Zach, can you double check my numbers on this, please? I believe the 49ers had 44 sacks last year.
Okay.
Last season, last regular season.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals had 40 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles had 70. They have four guys with double-digit sacks. That's bad news for Brock Purdy. And that's bad news for anybody. How do you think a banged-up Bengals offensive line is going to look against Hassan Reddick and company with the Eagles?
Hmm.
He's going to look like Patrick Mahomes did a couple of years ago against Tampa, in which he was running for his life.
Sounds like I know where you're going in this postseason. You like them, Philadelphia? Fly, Eagles, fly.
I like them because I like their balance on offense. Mm-hmm. They run the ball well.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not a huge Jalen Hurts guy, although he's played very well. He has outstanding weapons.
Yep.
Two top-notch wide receivers and
a
tight
end. Running back in Sanders, too.
And an unbelievably good tight end in Goddard, mm-hmm. where some people would say he's easily a top-five tight end in the game. So they have the talent on offense. And they get to the quarterback on defense.
And they're playing at home.
Yeah. Well, in the Super Bowl, they won't be.
Right.
But think about if the Eagles move on from San Francisco. They're going to get a hobbled Mahomes, or they're going to get a banged up Bengals offensive line. Who do you like?
Yeah, the Eagles probably, I mean.
But this is any given Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Joe Burrow, to me, it's like it's now become, do you really want to bet against Tom Brady? That's what this has become. Do you really want to bet against Tom Brady? You're really going to put your money on the line against Tom Brady? Joe Burrow has earned that phrase. Do you really want to put your money against Joe Burrow?
I think Burrow and the Bengals win in Kansas City. And I think that the Eagles probably win. And it's not because I expect the other shoe to drop on Brock Purdy. At some point, don't you just give him his cred and say, dude, You're part of the gang. You're part of the reason why they're there.
Well, we'll go back to history. What was that, Zach? Is that correct or incorrect?
All correct. The your note about the Eagles having four guys with double digit sacks
is it five?
Is totally correct. The Niners only have one player, Nick Bosa, with more than five sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They get to the quarterback. By the way, for as good as the 49ers were back in the 1980s with Joe Montana. What happened when they went up against a really good defense that got to the quarterback with Lawrence Taylor? They got smoked. I'll always take the better defense. Joe Montana has looked pedestrian at times, or did look pedestrian at times, against great Giant defenses and great Bears defenses.
Do the 49ers have the capacity to be a, would we consider the 49ers a great defense?
Yes. Well, yeah. Statistically, they were the best in football because they gave up 300 yards a game. That's how you judge teams in terms of who's the best defense. It is based on yards, not based on points. And if you don't know why, I'll state it because it should be this way. If your offense is turning the ball over inside their own 20-yard line multiple times and your team defensively gives up 20 yards, that's not a lot, but it is still a score.
I'm intrigued because if you're going to go quarterback to quarterback, you'd give the edge to Hurts, right?
Over who?
Over Brock Purdy?
Well, I'm not even going there.
But I'm
not even going there.
Okay. But then I'm going to the defenses. And it's rare that the 49ers are in a game where a defense they are facing is as good or arguably better than theirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were in one against the, if you can believe it, Broncos and lost. I think the Eagles are very intriguing. Very intriguing. I think they've got a hot quarterback. I think they've got a good quarterback that hasn't been as hot the last few weeks as he was earlier in the season, but is still more than capable. They've got, as you pointed out, a tremendous cast and crew around him defensively. They're insanely good. 49ers are interesting, though. 49ers are, Brock Purdy isn't making mistakes. He needs to manage the game. He's got two tremendous backs. He's got one of the better tight ends in the game. He's got great guys downfield, and they take the ball away.
Okay, if we're going, I would take the 49ers' offensive weapons more than I would take the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not that huge of a gap.
No, it's not.
Okay,
no.
Debo Agreed. Samuel is your most versatile wide receiver, obviously because he runs the ball. But if you're going to say, do you want Ayuk or do you want Brown?
Mm.
I think that's a coin flip.
Right.
Wouldn't you? Smith against Debo Samuel. Smith's fantastic.
Yeah.
Samuel's great too.
Absolutely.
Kittle is the best all-around tight end to ever play football.
Ooh.
All around.
Wait a minute.
All around. All around. Blocking and catching. All around. No one's been better.
So you like Kittle over Travis Kelce?
That's not what I said. I said all around. Who's the better, pass catcher, Kelce all day?
Huh.
Okay. Shannon Sharp all day. Shannon Sharp was a willing blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Kittle is a great blocker.
Yes.
He's not good. He's great. He is the best all around tight end to ever play football because he's an elite blocker and he's an elite pass catcher. However, Kelce is a pass catcher better. Tony Gonzalez better. Antonio Gates better. A lot of guys better at pass catching, but they utilize Kittle as a blocker so much, and he does it at a high level. I'm talking all around.
Gotcha.
No, I'd rather have Kelce. Of course I would, but you're really not asking. And Kelsey's a good blocker.
He is.
He's a very good blocker.
Yeah.
I mean, as a blocker, Kelsey's a 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Kittle's a 10. As a pass catcher, Kelce is a 10. And I would say Kittle's an 8.5. That's all I'm suggesting.
There you go. All right.
So Goddard is terrific as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I would still rather have Kittle because of everything that he does, because he's all around. Goddard's really good. Miles Sanders is really good. Their offensive line, really good.
Really good.
They're the most balanced team that is left outside of the 49ers. So do you like the better team, top to bottom, or do you like the better quarterback? Burrow, hard to bet against. Mahomes, hard to bet against, although he's hobbled.
Yes. Yeah, we don't know how he's going to react to that. It's all about mobility now for Mahomes, isn't it?
He looked like a guy
running
around the field, if you can use that term, with a rock of kryptonite in his back pocket.
Yeah, well,
he couldn't move.
Yeah, he couldn't move. And you take a huge page away from him when he can't move. His mobility is absolutely key to his effectiveness.
Not to say
that he can't be good in the pocket, because he is good in the pocket.
Cincinnati will be able to get to him if he is not mobile.
Right.
Right? Pacheco's a really good running back.
He is good.
I'll tell you who might be one of the best blocking running backs in football. is McKinnon. Mm-hmm. That little guy is a monster.
He's fierce.
He really is. Oh, by the way, where did he come from? Where was he before he went to the Chiefs?
Vikings, wasn't he?
No, I thought it was San Francisco.
Well, maybe
it was the Vikings and then San Francisco.
Yeah, Vikings and then San Francisco.
Yeah, where do you think he learned how to block, Kyle Shanahan? Because you better know how to block for Kyle Shanahan or you don't go on the field. It was the same thing with Mike Shanahan. Rod Smith, terrific blocker. McCaffrey, terrific blocker. If you can't block as a wide receiver or as a running back, you will not step onto the field.
As it should be, by the way.
That's where McKinnon learned it from. And now he's taking it to a whole nother level.
He's a good player.
He really, really is.
No question.
So it should be fascinating games.
How good has the postseason been? How good is it every year? We think the wild card weekend can't possibly be topped. Then we have a really good divisional weekend. Now my personal favorite weekend,
yeah,
which is the championship weekend.
That's my favorite weekend as well.
My favorite.
By far, because you have the four best teams, and you really do. Somebody didn't sneak in. If the Cowboys would have won, I'm sorry, they're not one of the four best teams in football.
No.
The four best teams made it. And oh, by the way, if the Bengals would have played the Chiefs yesterday, it might have been the Bengals against the Bills
this
weekend.
Yes.
Joe Burrow hasn't lost to Mahomes and certainly now the Bills in the play. And oh, by the way, before that injury to DeMar Hamlin, the Bengals were the better team on the field.
The Bengals are essentially favored right now if you're giving up points for the home field, right?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Coming up after the break, Nikola Jokic, prohibitive favorite to win his third consecutive MVP. 76ers fans just will not let this go.
No, can't let it go.
They cannot let it go. But can they make an argument? That's next.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. Reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Nikola Jokic, prohibitive favorite right now to win his third consecutive MVP. 76ers fans, boy, they are still all over Twitter saying Embiid should be the guy, Embiid should be the guy, and this is their argument. He has scored 30 points or more this season 25 times. Jokic has scored 30 points or more 14 times. That is their argument, as well as Embiid is a better defensive player. And quite frankly, that is their best argument about playing both sides of the floor. But what about scoring 30 points or more 25 times this season compared to 14?
Well, that's not a true indicator of the complete picture. You got to look at the complete picture. You know, we're talking about value added, talking about what he does to help a team win. If you're just going to go with strict points.
Well, that's their argument.
Okay. Well, Pete Maravich should have won some MVPs then.
I would agree.
Right.
This is my argument against them. If Jokic wanted to score 30 points a game, he could do it any night he wants to.
Could probably score more than that.
Any night he wants to score more than 30, he can. He just chooses to pass the ball and make it more of a team game out there. And that's the beginning and the end of the argument. Period. Great players could average 35 points a game if they chose to.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one. Doncic and Embiid are about 33, 34 points a game. If Doncic wanted to score 40 a game, he could. Period.
Sure.
But he chooses to pass the ball a little bit more. Our game this weekend, Nuggets, 76ers. To me, this goes a long way in deciding the MVP, although it's not a two-horse race. It is not Embiid against Jokic. Last year it was.
Mm-hmm.
This year it is not. But winning the game will go a long way. Because last year, when they played their final game against each other, statistically Embiid was better. However, the Nuggets won the game. And all I saw from national media was Nuggets won the game. That's what mattered. They won the game.
Yeah, right.
So if Jokic is going to win MVP, hey, Jamal, first of all, great triple-double. First one ever against Indiana. That was a dunk fest if I've ever seen one.
Sure was. How bad is Indiana, by the way?
Well, Halliburton wasn't playing either.
Right. That's not a very good team.
No.
But be that.
Well,
not,
they're not.
And not taking anything away. I mean, it's just like.
They're not very good, but they're not awful. They're about a 500 team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
They're not Detroit bad.
They're like Oklahoma City.
Right.
Oklahoma City was about a 500 team, I think, or a couple games under maybe last night.
Right. So if the Nuggets players want Jokic to win the MVP, they need to win the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is a tough week for them.
I mean, think about this for a second. Let's go back way back in history. Who was the better center, Bill Russell or Will Chamberlain?
Talent-wise?
Just in terms of pure talent.
Chamberlain.
But every time Chamberlain went up against Bill Russell and the Celtics team with Cousy and Havlicek, they lost.
Yep.
So Russell is considered the greatest ever.
Correct. At 6'9".
Right.
Great shot blocker.
Winning matters.
Defense.
Winning no matters.
Question. No question.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss Andy Reid's resume and how it compares to other great NFL coaches. And Michael Porter Jr.'s brother was involved in a fatal crash over the weekend. We'll get into all of that and more next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Take me to the place where you go.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, mylifesports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you a story about something that happened last week. My furnace broke down. My furnace is 20 years old, and that means it's time for a new furnace. Well, called Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Eric came over to the house, and I'm thinking, man, it is not going to be fun writing a check for a new furnace. They fixed it. They didn't try and sell me something I didn't need. My furnace was still working. They fixed it. You go to most places, oh, you need a new furnace. And when your furnace is 20 years old, clearly you are going to believe them that you need a new furnace. It just makes sense. But they fixed it. And I loved that. And the guy who runs Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, he has assembled an unbelievable staff. Talking about my guy, Kevin. And with that, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good, Eric. How are you?
Well, I might be calling you for a new furnace soon enough, but I love the fact that you didn't sell me something that I didn't need. But if I did need it, tell me about the product that I would be getting in Rudd if I did need to get a new furnace.
Well, we do premium grade equipment. Going back to fixing the furnace is what we preach about all the time, is that we give you options. Your options was to put the Band-Aid, because that's what needed to happen right now. You needed heat that day. And then it gives you more time to look at what type of furnace you want to buy, since there's several different models. And then I know you'll call us back and we'll come out and wow you on a new furnace.
Well, actually, you gave me three options. Clearly, I took the one that was the least expensive. But you know that when I need a new furnace, I certainly will be calling you guys. You guys still doing tune-ups, even though we are still in January?
We are. Sometimes a tune-up is still needed, and we're in January, but we know if you've been around here long enough, our snowiest month is usually March. And the way this year is going, we're probably going to need those furnaces for a while. So if you haven't got a tune-up, I'm running a special right now. $49 gets us out there. We do a complete inspection on your furnace. And then we can make sure it's going to last all the way until we get to the heat.
Why was it so important to train your staff to be able to do everything? Because I remember, I mean, you guys did my entire air conditioning unit. And I remember I was having a problem in our bathroom. And I said to your guy, fully expecting the answer to be no, I thought, well, you have different technicians for different things. He said, oh, no, I can actually take care of your plumbing, too. And I'm thinking, wow, talk about killing two birds with one stone. I'm guessing all companies don't do that, do they?
No, but I like to be a one-stop shop and cross-train, and then this way you've already taken off the time and you got us in the home. We like to take care of as much as we can for you.
How do people get a hold of you, Kevin?
Best way is the website, mightyph.com.
By the way, how many Google reviews are you up to with five stars?
We're almost to 1,200.
1,200?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, you've gotten a bunch from me and my wife. But then again,
2000, here we come.
There we go, baby. Kevin, mightyph.com. That is the web address. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks. You too, Eric. Have a good one.
You too. By the way, I have some breaking news. This coming from our friend Mike Kliss. We know that Sean Payton is going to interview on Wednesday. He is believed to be interviewing with the Panthers today. Kliss writes this. The head coaching search remains wide open. Greg Penner went into the search open-minded. Process has revealed several strong candidates, while Sean Payton is the most prominent name. Sources indicate Penner not zeroed in on any one candidate. He is trusting the process. I think that's a good good line to put, that we like a lot of different people and we're trusting the process. But do you think they really have zeroed in on one guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
As I said earlier on in the show, if no more names are released by the end of the day, then Payton is the main guy.
Which wouldn't probably be surprising to anyone at this point, right?
But don't tell me you have all a bunch of great candidates and we got to wait till Tuesday, even though the interviews wrapped up on Friday, that there are more guys in play. So I would expect more guys' names to come out in this. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver, 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Just in case you missed it, with the Chiefs' divisional round win over the Jaguars on Saturday, Andy Reid became the first coach in NFL history to lead two separate franchises to 10 playoff victories. Reid has also gotten to 10 conference title games and is tied for second all-time in playoff wins with 20. Where do you have Andy Reid among the all-time great coaches in the sport?
Well, he's there. I mean, he's right there. No question about it. You got to win some Super Bowls to take care of the legacy. And I think the Chiefs are going to be in a position to continue to win Super Bowls for a while, right? I mean, what's going to change? Is he the best guy right now in the NFL? Probably, based on what he's been able to do. I don't know who you'd take in front of Andy Reid.
Sometimes we tend not to fully appreciate someone while they are still doing their job. It's when they retire and we reflect back and look at the numbers and look at the stats and look at the accomplishments is when we start to truly form our opinion. Kind of like Jokic.
Yeah,
who honestly, if he wins just one title here, I don't see how you can't call him the greatest athlete in Denver sports history.
Wow.
Ever.
There you go.
Ever. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. Give me a Denver athlete that has been considered top three in the league in consecutive years. One. There isn't one. Maybe Terrell Davis is a running back, but was he a top three player 3 years in a row? You can make an argument he was. Joe Sakic was not. Patrick Waugh was not. We're talking about the greats of the great. And John Elway was not considered a top three player 3 years in a row. Just wasn't. Sorry.
All right, just in case you missed it, some tough news here over the weekend. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Coben Porter, was arrested early Sunday morning in connection with the fatal crash in Denver. He was arrested on suspicion of vehicular homicide and reckless driving. So MPJ was ruled out of last night's loss to the Thunder due to personal reasons. Do you think this tragic event will impact Michael Porter Jr.'s performance on the court in any way?
Well, I mean, How can it not? He loves his brother, loves his family. At least two families here have been very adversely affected by what happened on Sunday, yesterday morning. So I don't know how you can't be affected by that. It's a tragedy on so many different levels.
People aren't robots.
Right.
Look at Tom Brady. All of his accomplishments, he had some serious bumps in the road with his play when he was going through his divorce.
Sure.
All right, just in case you missed it, let's go to the college hardwood here. As three top five teams in college basketball lost over the weekend, with number one Houston losing to Temple by a point yesterday, number two Kansas was blown out by TCU, and number five UCLA lost to Arizona. Any reaction to three of the nation's top five teams dropping games?
Kansas losing at home to TCU and being boat raced by doing it. That one... If you've ever been to Allen Fieldhouse, and I and Eric have both been there numerous occasions.
Tough place to
That's
win.
One hellaciously hard place to win. And for them to win the way that they did, which was basically just stiff-arming Kansas the entire day, that was a real head shaker, double taker. Get a double take on that final.
It's funny, when we talk about upsets in college basketball, it really doesn't register because you have the tournament. You lose one game in college football,
yeah, boom.
You're possibly out of the national championship picture.
Yeah. College basketball, get with me here at the end of the month and into February, and then we start gaining traction to March.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, always great specials on wine. How do you like this one? Spanish and Portuguese wines, all of them 15% off their regular prices. They deliver to the entire Denver metro area. Every delivery over $100 is free. See why Argonaut was voted by Westward as the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running. Check them out off of Colfax. Check out their app. Check them out online at argonautliquor.com. That's going to do it for us. Alex and Zach, great job as always. Bruce?
I'll show up tomorrow. Give me another chance.
Yeah, give me another chance.
Yeah, we're in it together.
Make it the best possible day you can. I forgot some good old loving and I got